Hi, my name is Pat Westhoff, and I am the author of The Economics of Food, How Feeding and Fueling the Planet Affects Food Prices. For most of my career, I've been an economist with a group called the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute, or FAPRI for short. One of the things we do at FAPRI is try to help policymakers and the public understand the implications of policy choices. What happens to food prices when governments subsidize farmers? How are farmers, consumers, and taxpayers affected by policies that require the use of biofuels, and many other policy questions? In normal times, the work we do at FAPRI can be of a lot of interest to people involved in agriculture, but may not be quite as interesting to everybody else. That all changed in 2007 and 2008, when food prices spiked. Everyone had their favorite explanation for what happened. Some said it was all because of the rapid increase in biofuel production. Others said the problem was that world's farmers couldn't keep up with increasing demand caused by rural population growth and rising incomes in China and India. Others pointed to unusual weather patterns, the price of petroleum, exchange rates, and a range of other factors. I started work on this book when the boom in food prices was at its peak. In this country, consumer food price inflation topped out at 5.5% in 2008. Sharply higher prices for grain and other food products meant that consumers in many countries faced even higher rates of food inflation. The boom was soon followed by a bust. Just as happened with the price of oil and many other commodities, prices for grains and other food products fell sharply in the final months of 2008 and early 2009. What happened? A major goal of the book is to sort through all the competing arguments about why food prices rise and fall. I argue that it took a rare combination of events to push food prices as high as they went in 2008. And then almost all of the factors that push food prices up reverse course and cause food prices to fall again. Consider just one of the sets of factors that contributed to recent swings in food prices: government policies. Governments operate a wide range of competing and even contradictory policies that affect food prices. When governments pay farmers subsidies to produce more food, the result is lower food prices. When governments pay farmers to take productive land out of production, the result is higher food prices. Taxes and tariffs, food safety regulations, government-sponsored research, food aid programs, and any number of other government policies have at least some impact on the price of the food we eat. One of the most important and controversial policies affecting the food sector is the support provided to the production of biofuels like ethanol. Governments mandate the use of biofuels and provide subsidies to encourage its production. When biofuel production increases, more of the world's corn, sugar, and vegetable oil are used to make fuel instead of food. Biofuel opponents frame this as the food versus fuel debate and argue that we shouldn't divert agricultural production to fuel cars instead of feeding people. When food prices shot up in 2007 and 2008, they pointed to the rapid growth in biofuel production as the principal culprit. If governments had not put in place policies to support biofuel production, they argued, we wouldn't have seen runaway food price inflation. Biofuel supporters, in contrast, argued that the world's farmers are perfectly capable of producing both food and fuel. They said it was a mistake to blame biofuel policy for the run-up in food prices when so many other factors were clearly at play. And when prices for corn and other food products fell in 2008 and 2009, they noted that it wasn't because there had been any sudden change in biofuel support policies. The book tries to lay out all the competing arguments and show how they do and do not match up with what actually happened in recent years. Quite often, it turns out that the story is a little more complicated than opposing sides in the policy debates would like people to believe. My goal in the book is not to promote a particular policy agenda, but to give readers the information they need to make their own choices. This is consistent with how we've done business at FAPRI for the last 25 years. We try to help policymakers and the public understand the implications of the choices they make without offering our own policy prescriptions. The book is not just about food policies, but about all the major factors that affect food prices. When there's a drought in China, it affects the price of a pizza in Chicago. When the world enters a deep recession, the result is lower food prices. When currency traders bet against the dollar, it affects the price of corn and soybeans. Everyone eats, and billions of people around the world have jobs related to agriculture. I hope this book helps readers make sense out of the issues that are incredibly important to everyone on the planet. Again, my name is Pat Westhoff, and the title of my book is The Economics of Food, How Feeding and Fueling the Planet Affects Food Prices.